Andrea Hirata. When Andrea Hirata was a child, he lived in a small village in Belitung, Indonesia. He was born in 1967 and grew up in a simple family. At that time, Belitung was not as developed as it is today. Many people worked as laborers, including his father. However, Andrea loved learning and dreamed of getting a good education. His childhood was full of challenges, but it also shaped his strong character. One important moment in his childhood happened when he entered Muhammadiyah Elementary School. The school building was small and in poor condition. One day, the school almost closed because it did not have enough students. Fortunately, Andrea and 9 other children came to register. Finally, the school could continue operating. Then, Andrea met his inspiring teacher, Boo Moose, who encouraged him and his friends to keep studying despite their limitations. At that time, Andrea and his friends studied with very limited facilities. Sometimes the roof leaked when it rained and they did not have complete books. However, they were very enthusiastic because they believed that education could change their future. After that, Andrea continued his education to junior and senior high school. He studied hard and never gave up, even though his family faced financial difficulties. Later, Andrea received a scholarship to continue his studies at university, and he eventually studied abroad in Europe. His experiences inspired him to write a novel titled Laskar Pelangi, which told the story of his childhood and his friends. The book became very popular in Indonesia and was translated into many languages. Looking back at his journey, Andrea Hirata's childhood taught him that dreams can come true through hard work and persistence. His story shows that even children from small villages can achieve great success if they believe in education and never stop trying.